The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I go to Lila, what's it like inside Miami? You gonna need to come to now, so I won't show you what it's like to junk a new. Bay Street don't shine as bright as you, I sweatin' too. I'd go to Lila, chat a plane can't clear the distance. Bombers ain't never reached, so now I laid it on my way to get to you. Like people ain't have things to do, this shit's a mess. Oh, I could get to you. I might borrow jet ski too.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Tuesday, the 20th of May, 2025, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. I can get to you even if I have to win the Guardian Media Group cruise giveaway promotion. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian or listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9 or follow us on Facebook and Instagram or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025, drawing on July 4th, 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply, airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included. Good morning, good morning. Also, let me remind you guys of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. To win the competition, the student needs to submit two correct answers. First, the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will. The government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. The recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. Now, today I said we're talking Abaco fires and what's in the paper. I'm going to go to the phone line right away. Yesterday we didn't catch all the callers. Let me try this today. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Hey, right there, man. Hey, quick question, right?
Yes, sir.
You saw that anyone told you about the JFK roundabout this morning?
No. Tell me about it.
You all can't drive. That's what
I mean, I know that part.
You all can't drive. Let me explain to you exactly what happened on my daily commute to work this morning, right? I driving on JFK Drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Driving. I look into the right, looking to the left. I see in the BTC building looking good. Whoever did that, they know what they're doing. But then all I see is this parcel and this next Japanese car in accident, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I drive, I bypass that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I coming around the roundabout. This Tiana coming around the roundabout on the inner lane, cut across to the outer lane, then someone goosey him from the back. So the guy stopped the car, the Tiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then a truck came from the outer lane, swerved, speeding around the inner lane, and goosey him back from the back. So now, the Tiana now, speeding now, going round the roundabout, trying to chase behind the car, what hit him the first time. So that's the second accident.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they come around the roundabout, is another accident right by the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world is this possible that three to four accidents could be on one roundabout?
You see, that's what happened.
Make it make sense.
I can tell you exactly how it has happened right now. Everybody get inside their car. When they get inside their car, They have a wave, a sense of freedom and power washes over them, right? Because when we in our car that we pay money for, we could do what we want.
I can stop you right there. I think that's the problem right there. They ain't pay that much for the car. Because I noticed one common denominator, right?
Mm-hmm.
All those vehicles are Japanese cars.
So they
only probably spend probably $100 on the car. That's why they don't care.
Let's talk about it, right? Because creating laws to resolve problems only work if you understand the culture at the root of the problem. What is the culture that's causing the problem? So let's talk about the small car phenomenon. You remember when every Sunday, at least once a week, you see your Grammy?
Yeah.
At least once a week. Possibly on Sunday where you could see Grammy and the Lord on the same day. Knowing that you can see your Grammy once a week caused you to moderate your behavior. Especially when you realize that your Grammy know everybody in town, and every time you go see your Grammy know what you've been up to. Having to go see your Grammy every week moderates your behavior. It's the same thing with the bank manager. When you take out a loan for a car, you got to go talk to the bank manager every month. You got to check in with them and pay them their money for the car. Checking in with the bank manager once a month moderates your behavior. It causes you to consider things while you drive in your car. If you could just find $3,000 whenever you need it to go buy a new car, you don't go to see the bank manager, and that mechanism that moderates your behavior no longer exists. In fact, I tell you, I hear people saying it. Hit this car, I can go buy a new one tomorrow. Right? So that's the small car phenomenon. Because it's relatively so easy to acquire that little bit of cash to get a car, we act as if we could do whatever with it. Because I could replace it. That's the attitude.
I think I have a solution for all that, though. One, the government needs to hire the rate on Japanese cars by 352%.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see? That even put a pain in your belly just now. The second thing the government needs to do to curb people's behavior, right,
mm-hmm.
is public embarrassment. One thing of behemoth hate is public embarrassment.
Shame.
We don't mind paying fines, you know. Shame. If you get in a traffic accident, right, and you found in the wrong, right,
mm-hmm.
opposed to paying a fine, you have to pick up garbage on side roads for 6 months.
With a jumpsuit that clearly indicates why you are doing, why
a
you engage in the punishment.
That, a jumpsuit saying that I too stupid for driving. I guarantee you that curb people behavior. Let them pick up garbage for 6 months.
See, the shame works already. The shame works already because you ever blow your horn to try and prevent an accident or blow your horn after somebody like cut you off. You know, like the said who, they doing 7 miles an hour. As they approach the green light, they slow down. They slow down to about 5 miles an hour. When the light turns yellow, they don't speed up and they drive straight through the red light. They speed up to get through the red light. And then they drop their speed back down to 7 miles an hour.
No, I normally use something more effective than that. I politely give them the parry.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You see, but the way that they respond when you blow your horn at them is a clear indicator that shame works. See, when these people blatantly, because you decide to run a stop sign. I watch the people, they look at the traffic, they see the traffic come in, you could see them make an assessment that they don't care, right? And they run the stop sign. That's a clear indicator. But increasing the fees or duties on small Japanese imports.
To moderate
driving behavior could work, but it can only work if the government can provide an effective and efficient alternative, which would require 24/7, right? It would require a public transport system that operates 24/7 and that actually covers the entire island. Now, that's doable. It would also mean lots of employment. If the pay and the benefits are appropriate, it means that you will have people who understand that the money and the benefits that I can earn from this job are worth it for me, justifies me moderating my behavior as a driver and ensuring that I'm driving properly.
So you're basically agreeing that public shame will work by curbing people's behaviors by making them pick up garbage opposed to a fine?
Well, not opposed to a fine, a small fine plus the community service.
Well, there are 6 months a year. All we could do, all the government could do, a third option. They could create a road specifically just for me one to drive on with a 5-foot barricade away from everybody else so I wouldn't get no traffic accidents with yours.
Absolutely. I want no VAT, no duty, no tax, and 50% off on helicopters, but only one. That's mine. Just my helicopter.
Yep.
Aye for that. Thank you very much, caller.
Thank you, too.
All right. Now, I have a text here that says, please point out that not all Japanese car drivers are bad drivers. Absolutely not. You're correct, texter. Not all Japanese car drivers are bad drivers. And in fact, like most people understand why you get a small car. You get a small car so you can move efficiently and effectively through traffic, so that you could park your car easily, right, without worrying about whether you're hanging into the road. Y'all notice how many drivers park at establishments now and a quarter of their car just hanging out in the road? And the police just drive by like that's not an offense. All right, here's another text. Raise the tariffs because police lousy. Okay. If it were just the police, I would say, yeah, but it's not just the police. It's also the drivers. Yeah. It's not just the police. It's also the drivers. Here's another text. Morning. It's not the cars that cause the accidents. Cars don't drive themselves. It's the drivers. So tell that caller, stop downing the Japs cars. I see lots of American-made cars in accidents. Also, I work on the road every day. Yeah, I know this is an earlier text, but we went through that texter. It's called a small car phenomenon. It doesn't have to be a Japanese car. And it don't have to be a small car either. The point is that this particular purchase model, which allows people, right, to, you could just find $2,000, find $3,000, and you have a car landed, and you just got to worry about insurance, right? And you're ready to go. It also gives you a sense of how much money is actually sitting in this economy, just not doing anything, or being wasted on disposable personal experiences, right? As opposed to committed to collective development, like the fires across the archipelago, including Abaco, which our focus is on right now. If you are living in Abaco, if you just come to New Providence from Abaco, give us a call. The toll-free number for Family Island listeners, 242-300-5720. The other numbers are coming to you right now, caller. Don't go. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text line is always powered by BTC422GR96. You see, texter, you're right, because we're also going to talk about the commercial driver phenomenon, right? We're going to talk about that right after this caller. Good morning, caller.
A pleasant good morning, Ms. Green. Spark here. 30 seconds, pay time, please.
Morning, sir.
Ms. Green, you know, I've been listening to this comment about Japanese cars for a long time. I don't think it has anything to do with the make of the car, whether it's Kitties or American, Japanese, or Volvos, or what. Most companies now make these cars smaller because of the gas mileage and all the different things that comes with a lighter car and a smaller car. The problem we have in this country is bad driving. The way we give driving tests is completely different from the way we did it back in our days. In my days, you had to know how to drive a standard ship even before you could get your driver's license. You couldn't get a driver's license without a standard ship. You had to be taken down Bay Street and learn how to park in the middle of a busy day before you could get your driver's license. You had to do a U-turn round by Caterpillar in the middle of the road, a three-point turn, they call it. You had to do driving. You had to go to a driving school before you got your driving lesson. You had to put your hand out the window left, even though you turn it left or right. there was a, like, going to university to get a driving license. Now you don't even have to go in a car. You can just go pick up your driving license. Even if you're not a Bahamian, you could go and get a driver's license without even have a work permit or even being legal in this country. If the laws that we have are not being enforced, it has nothing to do with whether it's a Japanese car or whether it's a tinted window or whatever. It's just that we drive bad in an overcrowded little island called 21 by 7. The amount of cars we have in this country for 21 by 7, it's horrendous. I'm scared to drive nowadays. I come out only when I have to. Have a good day, Ms. Green.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so I got a text. A lot of the texts said it's not the car. I said that it's not the car. It's the culture, right, of the people who tend, or the culture that develops in that space when there are no mechanisms, no economic mechanisms to moderate your behavior. See, police and enforcement is no longer a deterrent to bad driving. No longer a deterrent. Let's go to the text line, and then we're going to get to the commercial car phenomenon. The government is curbing our behavior by placing 75% tariff on motorcycles. Well, then, motorcyclists, I can be honest with y'all. I can be honest with y'all. Of course, this is a broad brush. A broad brush. I would say easily 75% of the people I know who drive motorcycles, who operate motorcycles, who ride them, 75% of them have told me, no, you get a motorcycle so you don't have to sit in traffic, right? So you get a motorcycle so you could create a third lane. Creating a third lane is an offense, by the way. Yeah? All right. You get a motorcycle so you could overtake the traffic. And so what you do is when the traffic is at a standstill, you ride up the middle, and then when traffic starts moving, you force your way either into the left lane properly or the right lane properly, and you keep driving like you've been there all the time. That's also a problem. See, we talk about culture. 75% of the motorcycle riders I know got a motorcycle so they don't have to follow the road rules. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning to you, Ms. Green.
Good morning,
sir. Have you
ever
thought about this question? You say like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
All bad drivers don't drive motorcycles. All Japanese drivers don't drive bad. However, all bad drivers drive Japanese cars.
Almost. But the texts say that ain't true, too.
So that's, it is what it is. But I just want to talk about what's in the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just first address the fanatics in the room. Attention, fanatics. Okay. They say that Michael Pintard addressed Brave Davis improperly, which brings him to what he said. Let's
pause right there. What did Pintard do that these people are saying is an improper way to address the Prime Minister?
I don't know what happened, but I could assume, first he was saying that he said it, that Brave explained it, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the speech for the PLP thing, I listened to it two times. I didn't hear it. So now when you debunk that, they then go to say, oh, he said it in Parliament. But here's what's happening. Let me give them the correct name. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Philip, in your newspaper in April of 2012, I think it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had a Philip Edward Davis who gave regard to his father who died. His name was Brave Edward Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Brave Davis was known, and his father, even before, he took the name, he dropped it a little, but Brave Davis was always known. It, one was Brave and one was Little Brave. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So even though after he ran for election in 2002 or whatever it is, he dropped a little from his name, even though his father was still alive. So the concept is, if his name is Philip Edward Davis and his father name is Brave, actually named Brave,
mm-hmm.
Edward Davis, then if you say you're not Brave, your father was Brave, and you're Philip Edward, then I don't know how that's an insult. That's a fact. That's a truth.
Okay, so that's what all of this is rooted in, C. Allen?
No, this is their justification. For the fact is that that they want to hide the fact that the Progressive Liberal Party came to Grand Bahama for three funerals. Two of their supporters and one for the Progressive and one for the Progressive Liberal Party in 2026. So that's the three funerals they came to Grand Bahama for. So what happens is that the people begin to question this supposed to be a deal that was a sale, not a sale. But most importantly, an internal document within the Progressive Liberal Party shows that Michael Pintard is devastating Brave Davis in a mono-e-mono battle for leadership. And so now the need is of the Progressive Liberal Party to tarnish his name or bring doubt to his name, because according to their internal polls or whatever they paid for, more than one, he is beating Brave face one-on-one. So they're trying to change the narrative in the public domain. But here's what happens. Literally speaking, in Mr. Brave Davis' narrative, he's saying that 80% of the population in the Bahamas don't have real jobs. Why? Because he's talking about the creative economy. And more than 50% of the jobs in the hospitality and tourism market is a form of the creative economy. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the orange economy that this government linchpin is pinned on for Grand Bahama, in fact, the entire Bahamas, it shows, and you can go right to the Development Bank website and see whatever that they have there. It shows that the creative economy may be one of the linchpins of turning this around. So if we are in the tourism business, which we are, if we are in the financial service and banking business, the creative economy will serve as a catalyst for revolutionizing that aspect, because basically the creative economy now incorporates technology as part of our daily life, because we are in the digital age.
Thank you, C. Allen.
So essentially the Prime Minister says is saying that none of y'all have any real jobs behind me. But just let me say this, right? But when you talk about fault in leadership, we can just go back to Bamsey, we can go back to the BPL fuel hedge. Do you know that Brave Davis was in charge of BPL or part of the cabinet when the decision was made that caused BPL to lose over $1 billion in the last 10 years or longer, that he was in charge of the position when Bahama debacle happened, that he was in charge of the listening post of the government?
I got you, C. Allen. All right.
When the listening post was built across from the embassy. There's so much to talk about if you don't want to talk about the ideas of developing the country.
I got you.
Let's have a debate on ideas. That's what we have to do.
I like the idea of a debate on ideas. Thank you very much for the insight into what is at the root of this public spat. I want to say that it's incredulous that the Prime Minister would be deriding creatives in this way. This whole administration appears to have been a performance, far more performance than substance. And I think to myself, here, the cover of The Guardian, the cover of The Tribune, Rodney Munker Memorial, Leaders Unite to Remember Rodney. We honor the dead. We create space for people to honor the dead, you know, those who have passed. But what a performance. What a performance. Because Munker, the crime disruptor, interpreter, intervener, meted out lots of violence on people in the same sphere that he was working in. Yeah. In the same sphere that he was working in as a government actor, he meted out violence on multiple women and men over and over and over again. Erin Green, are you still gay? You still gay, Erin Green? You forget boom, bye, bye? But hand lifted up towards the camera in a position that could be construed as gun fingers. The whole thing is a performance. It's incredulous that this is the tack that the Prime Minister is taking with Pintard, with all of the millions of dollars that Ian Poitier is suggesting that we should willingly and gratefully just dump into CAPES and the Creative Arts and Performance School. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense that you are attacking a creative You are promulgating the same feral politics that you said is at the root of our problem in the country, but you think if you make it sound like a joke, it'd be okay. Imagine defaming, deriding creatives while you use the arts to do it. It's what a performance. What a performance. And you get back to the text line, and then I want to get to the problem with commercial drivers. Aaron, the gas station's supposed to be a service station. Why is it about 90% of the gas station don't have any air for your tires, and most of these stations are franchised? We got to put it in law. That's what it is. So you have to put it in law that these things have to be mandatory if you are called a service station. So that's why I don't like the nature of the negotiations that take place between private interests and the government in this country, and even spaces that are like essential services, like the gas station, because we don't know what was traded. We don't know what was traded for the margin increase. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, ma'am.
Are you aware of the most atrocious sexual crime that ever happened in the Bahamas? Because you, like, are a keeper of the sex crime.
Tell me about it without calling any names.
A caller that calls into your station, I hope he confessed before he dies. He pick up an indigent woman.
Okay, okay, pause. Mute it for me, producer. Did I mute it? I can mute it? There we go. Caller, that's heavy. That's extremely heavy. Extremely heavy. If you're serious about exposing something important, you do me a favor. You call back. Ask to speak to the producer. If you hear my voice, you ask to speak to the producer. I can transfer you to the producer. You give the producer your number, and I'll call you after the show. Okay? I appreciate how you opened. You told me it's an atrocious thing that should be exposed. But if our intent is to achieve justice for the victims at the root of whatever is happening, then we got to do it the right way. And the right way is to be careful how you expose it, right? So call back, give the producer your number, and I will WhatsApp you, and you could give me the details via WhatsApp. So, yeah, we need legislation to ensure that these things are in place. We don't know what was on the negotiation table with the Retailers Association and the government. We don't know what the negotiations are at the wholesale level. Like, these, if these are franchises, then who owns the franchises? We don't know. All right, here's another text. Yes, maybe that's what most Bahamians can afford, is to get the small cars. The American ones are too expensive to get. Yes and no. Yes and no. It's about planning. If you buy a brand new car, is a large purchase, one that you can't just do wholesale. Most people can't do wholesale, walk into the bank and walk into the dealership with your cash and get the car. Aaron, this morning at around 8:15 a.m., would you believe a truck carrying a boat on a trailer broke down directly in front of the Fox Hill Police Station? This caused traffic backups in both directions. When passing back 20 minutes later, I noticed that the same private citizen that was trying to help with directing traffic was still trying to assist drivers, while no police officers came out of the station to take charge. Texter, I was sitting in the road on West Bay Street immediately preceding Nesbitt's. In my lap was a man who got knocked down by a hit-and-run driver right in front of me. Hit-and-run driver right in front of me. The man jumped up and then realized that he had snapped his femur. He fell right back to the ground. So I'm holding him in my lap. He's got lacerations on his head. I think he's bleeding. The police drove past us. My partner had to throw her body on the hood of the police car to get them to stop, to tell us that they can call somebody. All we wanted them to do was to direct traffic, because we couldn't move the gentleman until EMT got there. You know what I'm saying? Here's another text. Good day, Green. All this would be solved if these lousy motorcycle cops would enforce traffic laws rather than funeral escorts. And if the traffic officers on bicycles were actually enforcing traffic offenses as opposed to looking for no license, no insurance. So that's a consequence. You stop someone for running a stop sign, and then you get to check whether their license is valid, if the insurance is valid. That's how it works. You just on your bicycle, doo-doo-doo-doo, enjoying the breeze, listening to whatever Disney song in your head, and you observe an offense, you stop the people, and then you could say, hey, I'm stopping you because you didn't stop properly at the stop sign, or you drove on the pedestrian crossing while there was a pedestrian on it, or look at, you know, how you just throw your car on the sidewalk here. Could I see your license and insurance, please? That's how you do it. Yeah, but it's a complete and utter lack of enforcement. Good morning, Aaron. It's the mindset of the people. They lack morals and ethics. Back in the day, old folks had you up when the rooster crowed. Now people want to wake up late and not prepare the night before. That's one of the reasons why people are rushing around like they didn't know traffic be this bad, like they ain't lived here all their lives. Okay, so here's my thing. I should not have to spend more than 30 minutes on the road leaving the Eastern District, not Deep East, leaving the Eastern District to get to Guardian. It shouldn't take me 45 minutes. It's as simple as that. See, there's a lot that's missing, and here's why this conversation is such an important conversation, because how are the people who are supposed to be managing the economy if they cannot forecast the effective and efficient movement of people, goods, and services? How if you can't create a schedule that you expect your staff to be able to follow? Because you have people on the road that, I don't know why you're in a rush. If I want to drive at 10 miles an hour on a dual carriageway next to another car driving 10 miles an hour, that's just what I'm going to do. I hear it. I hear these people say these things. That's the music. We got to go to a break. When we get back from the break, more texts. What's up with these commercial drivers? And then, of course, 242-300-5720, toll-free. Toxic smoke still choking residents in Spring City. That was Friday. Sunday, I saw a video with a new brush fire popping up. I'd love to hear from people in Abaco what's happening on the ground. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Stay tuned.
You know what going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Pender Skying, a new line of tile, the Sky Series of Porcelain. Comes in four colors, tones, and shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Gris. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. The Sky Series comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot. I really like this series for big spaces, and being porcelain, they can take a lot of traffic. The Sky Series at Pender Tile.
Measles is on the rise around the world, and the Bahamas is at risk,
which makes us very vulnerable as a nation for the possible outbreak of measles cases.
Every Saturday in May from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Ministry of Health and Wellness will host MMR immunization visits in South Beach, Coconut Grove, Fox Hill, and Elizabeth Estates. Clinics in these areas will remain open until 8 p.m. twice per week. Get your child immunized now.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Make you feel like throw up. Middle East, I blow up. Murder anything that show up, but it's okay. Hold up. Murder anything that show up, but it's okay. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Everything normal. Everything normal. Everything normal.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Producer, you hear that commercial about Crime Stoppers? One day I can tell you the story about how I get a ticket for trying to snitch. In traffic. See, because if you were doing what you're supposed to be doing on the road, nobody would notice you. That's why I don't understand why the police don't see this traffic enforcement thing as an especially effective tool in interdicting crime, catching people before they get to do the criminal thing. Yeah? I don't get it. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Lots of texts. And then what's up with commercial drivers? Good morning, caller.
Good morning, madam. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Boy, it's always good to listen to your show. I swear to God, I do. You seem to really highlight issues that's on everybody's mind, but apparently no one's paying attention to.
Yes, sir.
That's sad. Erin, I have this thought. I'm thinking about designing a, a morality, a meter to measure morals, you know, identifying values and putting criteria together. It could probably be a game that you play, and then depending on how you play, because you're playing by yourself, but you're playing with an AI taking information from you, and trying to compare to see whether you are moral person or an immoral individual, you know, good versus evil, you know, that kind of thing, right? And if I were to come up with such a game that people can play, they wouldn't even know that I'm at the back end, not judging, but comparing them.
And, assessing.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you think they would, because in the news, we only get the bad news coming, because that sells. But I have a sneaky feeling there are more people doing valuable things than bad things, you know. And I have a feeling that there's more good in the world than evil. You think my game would, you know, when I integrate it with a narrative in the form of a gameplay, I would end up saying that there are more good in the world than evil?
Yeah, absolutely.
You feel so, hey?
Absolutely, but see, here's the thing. Justice must not just be done. It must be seen to be done, right? And so it's important. I like the idea of the game, and I like young people playing it so that they can see that there's more good in them than bad. They could see there's more good in the community than bad. And at the global level, I like it, man.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
I like you, too. I really like your show. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you much. Thank you very much. Here we go. Erin, as a driver, I'm not responsible if a car next to me drives slowly at 10 miles per hour. If I want to drive slowly and it's not over the speed limit, that's my business. No, it's not. See, no, it's not. And that's the problem. Obstructing traffic is also an offense. Text goes on, I would encourage drivers to leave on time instead of rushing through traffic and tailgating. Where did this foreign tailgating culture come from? I liken it to sexual assault. Okay. Texter, wow. There's a whole bag of bag there. First of all, no, you can't just drive any speed you want to drive on the road. You risk the offense of obstructing traffic, especially when you are entering a roadway. You're entering a road where the people on that road have the right of way. You are supposed to assess the rate of speed of traffic. And when you enter the roadway, you're supposed to maintain the rate of speed of traffic that you met or wait until the way is clear. That's what you're supposed to do. So no, you can't be just, I could do what I want, I could drive at 10 miles an hour. No, you're obstructing traffic. People are on the road because the efficient and effective movement of people, goods, and services. And I want to say this especially to the senior drivers. No, it doesn't work that way. Producer, let's prep the first caller. You live your whole life, and now you're retired, and I could do what I want when I'm in my car. I don't know why these people rushing me. The people aren't rushing you. You met a rate of speed existing on the road, and you need to match that rate of speed, or you need to wait until the way is clear for you to do the speed that you want to do. But when you observe that behind you, there are cars that are unable to pass you, and you are doing 10 miles an hour, you need to speed up. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Yeah. Boy, with this traffic issue, we ain't gonna get no place. See, the government is serious with dealing with it. You know, one time they said it's gonna compound these cars.
Impound, you mean?
Huh?
You mean impound the cars, like when they stop them on the road?
Yeah, they said it's gonna do that.
Yeah.
Well, you see anything being done?
I haven't seen one story or heard one anecdote about a car being impounded on the scene.
You still have people driving the road, no insurance.
Some of them are police.
Speeding up and down.
Some of them are police.
Yeah, you see, we got to get to the root of the problem. You're done by the cheap car cost, one whatever. And just to pay $200-$300 insurance is a big issue for that. You don't want to pay that. They're complaining. Some join the road, ain't licensed. And see, in the 80s, we had these much cars on the road. Most all the cars on the road in the 80s was left-hand drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer left-hand drive because I'm more going to adjust to the side rather than in the middle.
See, but right,
now
right,
you got all kind of youngsters speeding up and down. Some other people, we allow these Japanese cars to invade us. They hit them, you can't get the power. They go somewhere, they thief somebody else's car. You see, we out of order with that. It takes road traffic, Obama's police force, to employ maybe about 40 more traffic cops. Just have a recruitment for that alone. Because we have around 200,000 cars on this road. And if you have a country that 50% of the cars is not insured, that's catastrophe. I'll end with that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. When you bring in the new set of traffic officers, let's find a new dispensation for training. Too many young officers are already rooted and entrenched in bad practices. To the caller about the game, this texter said Red Dead Redemption has a morality scale and your death in the game is based on it. So they're saying go check that game out while you are designing your game. Here we go. Aaron, what was traded for the margin increase was fuel retailers trading in their suffering for over 11 years of increasing costs, but a margin that was fixed by government. With that being said, most gas stations in the U.S. charge for air, and it's because of what happens here. Customers regularly damage the hose and air chuck, thus creating an additional cost to the retailer. Perhaps here they will begin to charge for air soon. Okay, two things. Let's go back to the top of the text. These y'all friends, man. I could be honest. I don't know what negotiating looks like in this country, but the people, yeah. I don't know what's happening in that space. I'd like to know, and at the same time, I don't, because it seems weird. Good morning, caller.
Well, good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We could do a whole series of shows on traffic infractions. And, you know, until we get serious about it, it's just going to get progressively worse. It's easy to fix. You get a set, as the last caller said. I think you need more than 40, though. Probably 100, maybe a couple hundred, but let's start with 100. Recruits that know how to ride a scooter properly or motorbike, but we don't need the big motorbike because we have radio that goes faster than the fastest car. So if I see you approaching the intersection at the mall, Marathon Mall, and I have a body camera in the front and in the back of my body as a traffic cop, mm-hmm. and on my scooter aiming at you, so we have no contest, and we see that you're doing XYZ, and I pull you over. You have some options. I'm not going to tell you what they are because we'll fixate on those. But let's just say I'll increase the Treasury's money by enough to probably pay off the national debt initially, and definitely those policemen's salary. And you don't even have to pay them. Come with a new scheme. We're going to give you 50% of every ticket. And the ticket is well documented with all the cameras on me and the scooter. Now, you'll have police fighting for that position, believe me, because they'd be taking home thousands a week. But you see, until you get creative and get serious, you have to take back the streets. But you know, look at, and I'll wrap up with this, look at what could the Guardian, and I know they're listening, do an expose. How much does our gas cost when it enters the country? And at every stage to $5.50 at the pump, it gets what?
Yeah.
See, it's important because when you get $5.50 and a large portion maybe tax, fix my roads. Because
exactly.
You think the people driving bad, but they're just stuck in potholes.
Thank you, Graham.
You take care.
Thank you. Also, Graham, you joined the political party and now you sound like an old man preacher. What is up with the culture of this politics? Anyway, but thank you for your insightful contributions this morning, Mr. Weatherford. Here's a text. If we properly fix the transportation system, we would eliminate almost 70% of the cars on the road. Right. See? And why is that a problem? Because we have a carbon automotive-based tax regime. That's why. Yeah, I think if we, as a text, I think if we compound the cars, that may work better than impounding. Yes, mash them up. Because to what extent have we examined how many accidents are caused by salvaged cars that have been repaired but malfunction on the road? Or that the injury was more devastating because the car was not fit for purpose, right? Like it was not repaired properly. Okay, here's another text. Tell Graham I see him lane splitting too. I tell you, most of the motorcyclists, they believe in their heart, like y'all believe that Christ is coming back. That's what scooters are for. Morning, Miss Green. Some bus drivers don't deserve to be behind the wheels. I saw a 21A bus stopped on East Street. A motorcyclist pulled up on the side of the driver's door. They held up traffic, talking for a bit. The bus driver passed some kind of something to the motorcyclist, put in his pocket, smiled, and rode off. Another text. Tell Graham to stop faking technology. We just need the digital country that Michael Pintard and his leadership team are capable of implementing. So do it in Grand Bahama right now. Do it in Grand Bahama right now, especially since with the size and scope of the Grand Lucayan project on the table, no matter how much money the foreign entity puts into it, we need to build, grow, and expand existing infrastructure to build the capacity to be able to coordinate such a grand development or such a grand scale of development. Okay, so last 2 minutes. I'd hope that we got calls from Abaco. If you are interested in what's happening in Abaco, go to Facebook and search Abaco News Network. Go to Facebook and search Abaco News Network. That's where I got these stories. That's where I saw the video that was posted on the 18th of May, 2025, indicating, I saw the video, there's a bushfire between Casuarina and Palm Beach Shore. Producer, let's take the caller quickly. Caller, you got 30 seconds. I'm about to wrap up the show. Let's see. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron Guys.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm fine. Listen, on the topic of traffic, you know, this morning I just noticed a company van,
mm-hmm.
slow down to go over a trench in the road, and the vehicle behind him, apparently the lady was not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
She slammed in the back of him,
mm-hmm.
right? So by doing that, she pushed his van a little further and probably didn't even take a foot off the gas and slamming it back in for a second time.
Wow. You think
all he did was slow down to cross a trench.
Yeah.
And because she was in focus,
mm-hmm.
she never saw what was going on in front of her. I don't know if she was on her phone or what. But I mean, as simple as that is, being not focused. So even some of the cars up the road is not going to help if you're not focused on the street. Keep your eyes in front of you when you're driving.
And keep your thoughts on driving. It's not just...
Or park your car. Come on. How can the man stop in front of you, big old white van, and you slamming in the back of the man? Not once, twice.
There you go. So that's the call. Commercial drivers, taxi, and commercial drivers and special plates, right? Like, all of these people act as if they've been authorized to not have to follow the law. I've spoken to I went and found the headquarters for a business and told them what I observed of their drivers regularly, and they sucked their teeth and cuss at me. And this was white people. This was white people. They did not care. And how did I find their business? Because the name of the business is emblazoned. It's right on every single vehicle they have. Commercial drivers, corporate drivers, the fancy law firms on East Bay Street and across the country with the stickers on their car, all over the island, people who are not driving their own vehicle act as if they're in a video game and the law doesn't apply to them. Tour buses. Y'all just sit at Mackey and Shirley Street intersection for 2 minutes and watch the number of colored plates and commercial drivers that turn right on red and turn left on red at that intersection. We're not going to change. We're not going to fix the problem until we get to the root of the culture. Last text as we go. The government establishes technological legislation and policies that encourage investment in infrastructure for GB in the Bahamas. Oh, that's a nice text. Thank you. You guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. And if you're in Abaco, call today. I mean, unless the host has a particular theme, 242-300-5720 is a toll-free number for Family Island listeners. You guys, have a great day. Nuri is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.